Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, Child, Brother, Pastor, Friend. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Our first scripture lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Let us listen to God's word for us. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. And seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King of Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. And the seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard of the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
I have invited Oscar to sit on the front row this morning. I will, as you will hear, this message is as much directed to him as it is to any of us. And Rena, Mom Rena, is here, and friends as well. You know, Oscar, you could either go and sit with your mom, or you all could come and sit with Oscar on the front row. It's completely your call. What do you think?
I think we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
I think they're coming to be with you,
well,
Oscar.
If they want to do it, it's up to them. And that's, this is Reverend Jesus Pacheco. He was actually one of my pastors as a kid. And so, so it's good to see him here. And his wife, Marcela, as well. And my mom, Rena Arouse. And Max is not here, as you'll notice.
What a blessing. What a blessing. We are so grateful to have you here today. Our second lessons come to us from 1 Timothy. These are part of the pastoral letters that we have in Scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and picking up again in chapter 4. Let's listen again to God's word to us. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my loyal child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands by the counsel of the elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, we bless you for the gift of the day, the privilege that we have now to gather in worship, to lift voice and heart in song and prayer, now to sit beneath the teaching of your word. I would pray that the words of my mouth, that the meditations, the thoughts, the reflections of our hearts and minds together might be pleasing to you, acceptable to you, for it is you and you alone we desire to please, and this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All of life is built on relationships, and particularly so the life of faith. This faith of ours is grounded in a relationship that we have with God through faith in Jesus Christ, and then it is lived out in relationship with one another, as we call one another brothers and sisters. That's true for us now, and it is certainly well attested throughout the Scriptures. This morning, as we reflect on the relationship that we have had with Oscar over the past 12 years, almost 13 years, I am drawn to the relationship between the elder Apostle Paul and his young companion Timothy, one he refers to in his writings as being his child and brother in the faith, his fellow pastor, and perhaps most certainly his faithful friend, all of which we might use to describe our relationship with Oscar. We have been Oscar's Paul, and he has been our Timothy. Paul first met Timothy as he began his second missionary journey in a little community in Asia Minor called Lystra. His father was a Greek Gentile, his mother a Jewish Christian. And of note, he became a believer through the witness of his mother Lois and his grandmother Eunice, which is important for us to read into this passage, to this understanding of who Timothy was, because it reminds us of the important role, the responsibility that we have to our children and grandchildren, the children of Tab and of this community, to bear witness to them and raise them up in the faith. Timothy's character and credentials were well attested by others, and as we read into Scripture, Paul must have been attracted to Timothy and had an attachment to him that was almost immediate, because in that visit he invited young Timothy to come along with them on that missionary journey, and Timothy was glad to do so. We first met Oscar in August of 2008 when he responded to our posting of an associate pastor position. I, perhaps as many of you, still have very keen memories of those first meetings with Oscar, and I even have the advantage of having kept the notes that I made from those meetings. I noted to myself how winsome and approachable he was. I wrote, he has an easy laugh and smile. Some also mentioned his dimples, and we continue to do the same. In fact, this week, someone has mentioned his dimples to me. He spoke of an early call to ministry, recalling hearing a missionary speak of God's call to those to enter into the mission field. And even as recently as last week in his message, he shared with us an early prayer in his life that God would use him in a particular way. Oscar was young at the time that we first met him, this being his first call, but I noted that the answers he gave to our questions were thoughtful and mature. The Apostle Paul spoke of Timothy as being his loyal and beloved child in the faith, and we can say the same about Oscar, and he about us. In his recent interview with the Chimes, in answer to the question, what will you miss most about Tab, Oscar said, they are the people that have really touched my life. They have loved me like a son, and I think in some ways they might feel like they're sending their kid off to college or to their first job out in the workforce. And Oscar, you are exactly right in that. We have watched you grow up before our very eyes, and this has been our privilege, and we are very proud of you as our loyal and beloved child in the faith. And admittedly, you had some growing up to do as you matured in this relationship from child to our brother. You know, I'm not going to tell stories out of school, but I am going to tell you one, which early in ministry, when Oscar was early with us, he came into staff meeting one morning and announced that during worship the previous Sunday, He was so bored listening to my sermon for the third time that he decided to send an email or a text or a tweet of some kind asking if anybody else was checking their messages while I was preaching. As he said that, I looked at him and said, "Oscar, that's amazing, and it will never happen again." And it didn't. But I also took note to my chagrin that several people responded to his text. You know, Oscar, just as Paul drew young Timothy into his heart and mentored him, so we have drawn you close and mentored you. Not just as our child in the faith, but very much as our brother. You spoke beautifully, powerfully, appreciatively of this church family in your sermon last week. And I can honestly say that you have the most teachable spirit of anyone I have ever had the privilege of serving with. Even when we've had to have the hard conversations, you have received them as given with grace and openness, never becoming defensive or resistant. When Paul was traveling or when he was imprisoned, he repeatedly sent Timothy to be his representative, his emissary, his faithful and trusted colleague to strengthen and encourage churches that were struggling. And through the years, I have been so grateful to you for the way you have represented me and, more importantly, the way you have represented us. And you have done that so well. And through those experiences, you have continued to grow as our brother in Christ, and we have loved and appreciated that in you. But also reflected in Paul's writings, we see that through their years together, he came to see Timothy not just as his child in the faith, and not even just as his brother in faith, but as a colleague and fellow pastor. And through our years together, we too have grown to love and respect you as our pastor as well. We have been inspired by the power and passion and vulnerability of your preaching. You have been real with us, and the cameras have learned to follow you while you wander around in the pulpit. We've been inspired by the power and the beauty of your heartfelt prayers. We've been informed and instructed by your sound teaching. We've been comforted by your care and calling in our times of need. We have laughed with you and cried with you. We have been encouraged and challenged by the way you call for an offering. I tell you, no one has ever called for a morning offering like Oscar Clavel. Have you noticed this? That over the past number of years, week in and week out, he has given us a mini stewardship sermon, a minute or two, a story, an anecdote, an encouragement that has allowed us to grow both in giving and in discipleship. Referring again to my notes from when we first met, I quote you, Oscar, as saying, "I hope my life is a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ. Because if you're going to spend your life on anything, spend your life on the gospel, and we will be forever grateful for the ways you have served us as our pastor." So let me speak for a moment, not just to Oscar, but to us more generally. I want to thank you and commend you for the role you have taken in his life and ministry. As mentors, as friends, as models in his development as a pastor. First calls are so important, so critical in shaping a young pastor's experience of ministry. And you, we, have done so well with Oscar. We have modeled for him a maturity of faith and a depth of commitment both to our own spiritual growth and development and to the well-being of our neighbors. And I know that those influences will in fact influence him throughout the entire course of his ministry. We have modeled well how persons of good character and principle may differ with one another as long as we are united under the banner of Jesus Christ. This is one of the critical roles that we can play as a congregation in helping to shape and inform and encourage a new generation of pastors and church leaders. You have done this so well with Oscar, as I pray we will continue to do with any who follow after him in this role. Again, we have been a Paul to Oscar, and he has been our Timothy. As we've read this morning, Paul gave some instruction, some encouragement to young Timothy in his role as a pastor. These seem so appropriate for the day, for you, for us together. Paul writes, and we would agree with him, "Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, through the laying on of hands, as we did during the congregational meeting even this morning. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress." In short, practice what you preach. "Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers." Good advice for us. And far be it from me to try and improve on Paul's words, but let me add a word of instruction and encouragement as well. I needn't remind you of how God has gifted and called you to ministry. You know that. We know that. You are more than ready for the new challenges and opportunities that await you. Again, as you said in August of 2008, "God has chosen me out of his great love." Indeed, he has. So remember that. Paul instructed Timothy not to let them look down on him because of his youth. I'm not suspecting the good folks of Wekiva Presbyterian Church would ever dare do that with you, because you are now a seasoned pastor. But I will encourage you to remember that you still have much to learn. None of us ever comes or ever becomes fully formed in faith or in ministry. So continue to grow with them, learn from them, even as you lead them, just as you have among us. As soon as possible, get to know your people. Learn their names, listen to their stories, share their struggles, celebrate their joys. Visit them in their homes and their places of business and leisure, just as you will in hospitals and care facilities. There is great truth to the saying, they won't really care how much you know until they know how much you care, and you'll be good at that. And even as you care for them, also be sure to care for yourself. Listen to that good advice that when the air mask drop in an airplane, put on your own mask first and then care for those around you. So take care of your flock, but without neglecting to take care of yourself. And finally, remember who you are and whose you are. And so now, Oscar, child, brother, pastor, we commission you and commend you to Wekiva Presbyterian Church and send you off as our friend. No longer will we be journeying together, we'll be separated by miles, but we are still partners with you in ministry. We will be praying for you, as I know you will be praying for us. And be forewarned, friends go to visit friends. Particularly friends who live in Florida. So at the close of every staff meeting, you have heard me say these words, which now I will say to you on our behalf. Oscar, child, brother, pastor, friend. You are loved. Now go do something great for the kingdom of God. To the honor of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray. Lord, seal into our hearts this day these words that, not just that we've spoken, but the words that we will take away from us. Plant them in our hearts as seeds that will continue to grow and bear fruit to the work of your kingdom and the honor and glory of your name. For these and all things we pray through Christ our Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. If you would like to listen to today's message again, there are many ways to do so. Subscribe to the Tab podcast on iTunes and other apps, or go to tabpres.org and tap on the graphic marked Sermons. If you prefer a CD copy, call us at 317-923-5458. That's 317-923-5458. Please mention today's date. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel, and at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.